Detective Tyrell Sacker pulled the dilapidated Crown Victoria to the curb and sighed. Yellow police tape was all over the picturesque Upper East Side brownstones near Central Park. The flashing lights of police cruisers blinded him in the early morning darkness. Pedestrians strained from a distance to glimpse the victim. Flashes burst from windows above, the upper-crust Manhattanites documenting the grisly scene at their doorstep. They were likely tweeting them already.
And pictures of the lanky black dude at the crime scene.
He'd lost count of how many times he'd been mistaken for a suspect. Sacker grunted as he eased his 6'2 frame out of the vehicle. At 35, telltale signs of age simmered in his muscles and joints. 2 tours in Iraq, shrapnel wound in the thigh. Easier to take at 22 than yesterday's workout. His younger self took a personal oath to stay in fighting shape, not understanding the future struggle.
The alcohol isn't helping either, Tyrell.
He grabbed his vintage Bailey Ice Topper hat, slammed the door, and marched toward a man and woman shivering beside the tape. 2 assistant detectives he'd been saddled with. Their young faces were slack, blank. Shock flooded them. The pair weren't ready for this.
I need to take charge.
He fitted the hat on his head.
Morning, detectives, he said,
rubbing a hand across his smooth cheek. Sacker rarely needed to shave.
Got the boss up early for this one. What we got?
The two parted, saying nothing, allowing him to peer into the center of yellow tape. The crime scene did enough talking for the both of them, a corpse staged as some spectacle of street art. Naked, propped up on stacked bags of garbage, the victim rested with his back to the plastic, arms and legs splayed out. Bruises covered the skin from head to foot like some purple Rorschach test, but it was what was absent that focused all attention.
Well, damn.
Sacker turned a piercing gaze toward his trainees.
Garbage crew found him this morning, said one of the pale detectives. Just like this?
The young man swallowed, his blonde hair disheveled in the wind.
Yeah, no clothes. Someone beat the shit out of him. And, missing, well, you know, his man parts.
Sacker grimaced.
I need a smoke. Man parts? New jargon they teaching you at the academy?
The pair squirmed. He turned to the male.
Snyder, right?
Yes, sir.
The kid looked seasick. Nothing like a mutilated body at dawn to get those stomach juices churning. Sacker eyed the woman.
Hill? Kathy Hill, sir, yes.
Ladner wants me to babysit you two. That's fine, but my caseload isn't always pretty. You're gonna see scenes like this.
He gestured toward the body.
You gotta be able to handle it or ask for a transfer. Am I clear?
They nodded.
So let's game up. Act professional. Look on the hard things.
He smiled.
You're detectives for some reason, I assume. I trust your reports will have real medical terms?
Yes, sir.
They stammered.
Right.
Sacker shook his head, donning nitrile gloves and coverings over his shoes. He exhaled soft clouds in the late October chill, stepping over the tape.
Where's the medical examiner?
En route, said Hill.
This one's sure gonna break the monotony.
He crouched beside the body, his head inches from the gaping wound in the groin.
There's no blood here at all, he muttered, voice monotone. Those man parts.
Yeah, looks like they were cut out.
The young detective struggled to look at the body.
Damn, just a big, clotted hole.
Snyder coughed.
No clothes, no ID. Nothing.
Witnesses?
Just the garbage guys,
Hill noted. Her voice was a mellow alto.
Body was already here. No one saw the murder.
Hmm.
Sacker straightened. John Doe was certainly murdered, but not here. Our killer worked the poor bastard over something fierce, mutilated him, then dumped him in one of the wealthiest neighborhoods in Manhattan. Hill frowned.
Doesn't make any sense, sir. Why leave the body where it's certain to be found?
Sacker removed his gloves and stepped outside the tape. First day of Criminology 101. He needed another coffee.
And a damn smoke.
Why indeed? Unless you want it to be found. Hill furrowed her brows.
Why would the killer want the body to be found?
Look at the crime scene. Most bodies I've come across are in dumpsters, the river, or some alley or room where the perp capped them. Crimes of passion are in random places. More careful killers use the trash. Usually, that's as clever and far as they go. Here, the vic's propped like porn. Sure to catch everyone's attention, especially considering the whole missing man parts problem.